but something that you would mean something to do with the fact that he was white too.
That's right. Man.
Would you have any word you'd use?
Well, I assume, well, he just think he's gonna do that because he's white man.
And like, do they do things that, you know, just because they're white, that would get you mad, that you might say something?
That's right, man. That's right. Well, he thinks that he's a white man, and I guess all of them would go the same way with him, grieving. You understand?
Uh-huh. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it carelessly. You might say the man got awfully about it.
He awfully angry about it.
Uh-huh. Would you use any other word?
Ma'am?
He was really, really, really angry. Would you use any other word?
Well,
besides angry?
He was angry enough to whip him about it, to fight him about it.
Okay.
Yes,
do you ever hear riled up?
Ma'am?
Riled up?
Riled up.
Did you ever hear he got really riled up about it?
Roused up, yes ma'am.
Pardon?
Yes ma'am, I have heard that.
Uh-huh. Which, what did you say again?
I said...
Roused?
Roused up about it.
Okay.
Yes ma'am.
Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime you might say, man, I'm really...
Tired.
The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he, what at school?
He was obedient.
Uh-huh. But the nurse sent the boy home because he, at school.
Yes, ma'am. He was sick.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say he feels sick?
In his stomach. In his stomach.
What do you call the noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding where some of the guests tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
What would I call it? I would call it, it made me feel kind of shame.
Well, do you know a name for that kind of party?
For that kind of party?
Did you ever hear of chivalry?
Ma'am?
Chivalry?
No, I haven't.
Or drumming?
Drumming? No.
Or horning bee?
No.
I never found anybody that knew this one either. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with?
Ma'am?
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you'd better behave or I'll get you.
Sure, that's a boogeyman will get you.
What do you greet a friend with on December 25th?
What would I
say to your friend on December 25th?
I'll say, what I would greet them with, a Christmas tree.
And you'd say Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
And anything else you might say?
Nothing.
Along that line?
Merry Christmas to you.
Uh-huh. And do you ever hear of Christmas gift?
Ma'am?
Do you ever hear of Christmas gift?
Yes, ma'am. I said Christmas treat. I like a
treat?
Yes, ma'am.